You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
How do I sound, okay?
Yeah, you sound great.
So I'm using my my LG headset Bluetooth from my computer, so.
Oh, okay.
I just got it, and one of our foster greyhounds already chewed up one of the earbuds and little
bad bugger. Puppy.
So, I have other choice words, but no, I love the dog. He's very cool. His name is Ted.
I was to ask if that was Ted.
Yes.
Ted Theodore Logan.
Ted Theodore Logan. Or also from, you know, from the song from Boys Don't Cry, I Want to Be a Cowboy. My name is Ted.
I do not remember that.
And someday I'll be dead, yo, yo. It's a great song. It's one of my favorites.
I Want to Be a Cowboy is one of your favorites.
I love that song.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm serious. I crank it up every time I hear it on my iPod.
I'm thinking of it. I want to be a cowboy. You could be my cowgirl.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
I'm serious. Talk about, see, we need to go back and do another.
You've got really bad taste. I got to tell you.
Yeah, wait. Wait till you hear my soundtrack.
I didn't mean to say that out loud. Sorry.
That
was an internal dialogue in my head. It just escaped my mouth.
Yeah.
But that's then again, okay. I guess we talked about, what, fish heads before, so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But I think if we do another one-hit wonders, I might have to bring that one up. So.
Oh, fish heads or I Want to Be a Cowboy?
Oh, I Want to Be a Cowboy.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I probably, I'm trying to think if there's any song that would be like that I dig. Nothing's coming to mind.
You'd have to sit down and think about it, because I know you have. I know we've talked about one-hit wonders on the previous podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
That we were on together, and it would be a fun one to revisit. Really.
Yeah, actually, the one of the songs, I think it was Matt that brought up. It was XTC's "Dear God."
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
I've been revisiting that song, and every time I revisit, I love it.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you're gonna have to go and revisit "I Want to Be a Cowboy." So.
maybe I'll grow to love it.
Unfortunately, it has nothing to do with any of our soundtrack picks tonight.
What year did that come out in anyway?
It had to be late '80s, '88 or '89. I don't know.
I will tell you. I want to be a cowboy. Be a cowboy. I've got to spell it right. I want to be a cowboy song. Boys Don't Cry, 1986.
Hmm. 86, a little earlier than I thought. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're spearing.
Oh, you could tell.
Well, I heard a swallow.
Oh, really? Wow, that was really... the microphone must be sensitive.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, I am spherring.
All right, good for you. Me too.
Yes, 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 yes. A little Tullamore Dew this evening.
You got my Glen Marais.
Oh, really?
Scotch. It's not the 12-year-old, but it's the my favorite.
Is that the one that we had, the 12-year-old?
Yeah, that's the one that we had, was 12.
Yeah, that was pretty tasty.
It is good stuff.
Yeah. I still lean towards the Irish myself, the Irish whiskeys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've had a few other scotches, and they're good, but I still lean towards those Irish whiskeys of the Jameson and Tullamore Dew, and you know, yep. So anyway, so we have a crossover podcast tonight, don't we?
We do have a crossover podcast. This has been we haven't done this one in a little while.
It's been a couple months.
Yeah. So getting back on the horse. Going to do this again.
Cool. Yeah, it's fun to collaborate with all these guys, with all the other groups.
Yeah, and you know, actually, there's a couple of them that I lost contact with since the since we switched over to Bonsai. So I don't know if they're still doing things with us. I'm thinking like Killer Kitsch.
Really?
Yeah, like he's not even following Bonsai Retro Club. I followed him, yeah. but you know, I know he's not like living on Twitter, so I get that.
Right.
Let's see, who else? Actually, Rediscover the 80s. I don't think I'm connected with them either.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Return to the 80s, yes, but not Rediscover the 80s.
Right.
So, we'll leave.
Now, Return of the 80s is Paul and Robert, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. They're good guys.
Yeah. Yeah. We're still, I mean, I don't have as much interaction with them, but, yeah, I like them. Mm-hmm. Stuck in the 80s. They've been doing some retweets for us. Retro Ramblings definitely, involved in getting things going. Old School Evil and Real Ouija Midget Reviews. Always, those guys are just awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta love Jill.
Yeah, Jill. And Brian is Old School Evil. Did I get that right?
I believe so. Or
Retro Ramblings is Mick. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Mick Lee.
Yep. So, trying to get the players going.
Good people.
Yep. Actually, on Twitter, I got two more people in the group.
Oh, cool.
One of them, he does, let's see what his handle is. Creed Stonegate.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw him just recently. I mean, I saw his post just recently.
Yeah.
Not today. I haven't looked at Twitter all day today. I actually caved and have been watching football on my phone. I've been watching the playoffs. I was trying to avoid football for the year because of the whole, you know, kneeling and disrespect of that. And, but I got sucked back into the playoffs. And I don't know if you were watching any of the Minnesota game tonight.
I didn't even know football was on.
Yeah, wow. I mean, it was one of the most incredible endings to a game I've ever seen. It was really intense. So, anyway, that's what I've been doing all day. And I put a door in my house today, too.
Okay. I did some laundry, and I removed the Christmas lights. So I was somewhat productive.
Yeah, we ripped the Christmas lights down like the week after Christmas this year.
Oh, okay. I mean, well, we had the indoor stuff taken care of, but the, just never made it outside.
Oh, because it was a little chilly?
Yeah, a little bit on the cold side.
It was a little chilly today out there, too, though, up by you guys.
Yeah, we're starting to get a little bit of snow, too. So, welcome to Illinois.
Yeah.
And you can stop posting pictures of you on the boat. That would really be great for me. Thank you.
Actually, so we actually did go out on the boat yesterday.
Shut up.
Seriously. But it was cold. I mean, it was like 50-something. So nobody went in the water. We were all bundled up, and we were just trying to go fishing.
Oh, okay.
But we did have, you know, we went out in the morning, and we had the warm, the chicken broth heated up, you know, like coffee and so yeah, we were drinking warm liquids and all bundled up and stuff. I've got a couple of pictures from it. So, but it was, you know, it's still good. I mean, still on the boat in January is pretty amazing.
Yeah, actually, it's something that I don't mind doing too much is like mm-hmm. towards the end of the season here. I don't mind going out when it's a bit chilly. You know, if you're like you're the only one out there, but you know you have to kind of bundle up because it's just cold. But it's just it's great to be out there. Too. Yeah, it's just great to be out there and like no one else is around.
Oh yeah, and it was pretty empty out there on the water yesterday also.
All right.
So. Yeah.
And the other person I just wanted to mention was 80s Grooves. And that was Janet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we're getting a bit more connected, trying to kind of replicate a little bit of what's going on with Team Hot Stuff in more of a retro, you know, perspective.
Yep.
All right. So recording is going... did you want to just get rolling?
Yeah, let's roll.
Okay. Let me see. I'll bring up the participant list again. I just mention everybody because I'm not sure who's on and who's off at this point. This is Bonsai Retro Club. Can you dig it? I am Dave, and I've got my good friend Scott on.
Hello.
What we're doing this time is we're going back into our thing where we've done a crossover collaboration with Bonsai Retro Club. And this is a group of people that have retro blogs, podcasts that we all collaborate on a topic together. So the topic that we've decided on for this month, and I say this month because we tried to do it monthly, but it doesn't always work out, is our top five songs from a soundtrack pre-year 2000. So that way it still falls in that retro category. And while I know it's easy for probably Scott and I to live in the 80s, we can expand our horizons here, you know, through... You know, our charter, which is 70s, 80s, 90s. I don't know if you would have anything pre-70s, though. Would you?
I don't.
Yeah, me either.
I mean, there's a few songs out there that are not necessarily soundtrack songs, except maybe The Big Chill. The Big Chill has some great classic songs like Heard It Through the Grapevine and a lot from the 60s. So
that movie was released in the '70s, there wasn't it?
No, that was in the '80s.
That was '80s. Okay, but yeah,
it was like 80 or 81, early '80s.
Right,
but it was
the music was
right. was retro for the time of being in the '60s. So, great movie, great soundtrack.
But so now hold on a minute. Now are we saying like songs from a movie like Stand By Me? Should those not be included in this list?
That's a good question. No, I'm going to say if it was in a movie in the 70s and 80s and 90s, then I think that would qualify.
Okay, cool.
Even if it's an older song, like The Big Chill, I think a lot of those songs would qualify for a soundtrack from the 80s because everybody knows that The Big Chill, you know, was a huge movie back then.
Yeah, they know it. They know it based on that release from that movie, right?
Right. And I mean that whole soundtrack is unbelievable. That's got a great lineup. So it did not come up in my search though, as far as like what I was looking for.
Okay.
So
all right. Well, what we should probably do is just we'll mention the participants for the crossover, just so that. Mm-hmm. for everybody that is listening and you're interested in looking at the blogs, because what we actually do is we, when we blog out our articles or our content about this, we link them all together. So you can actually start with any one of these and work your way around to everyone else's content, which is really cool. So Killer Kitsch, Old School Evil, Real Ouija Midget Reviews, Rediscover the 80s, Retro Ramblings, Return to the 80s, and Stuck in the 80s. So a lot of the people that we've collaborated with before, I think a few of them will be collaborating again this time. I can't guarantee all of them will be participating, but you know, regardless if they do or not, I'd still recommend you going out there checking out their blogs and their podcasts, because they're all fantastic and awesome. All right, so now on to our content. We actually had a list that was sent to us by Rose as well. So I've got her songs up in front of me too. And I've got my own. And Rose did pretty much what I did, where I didn't stay in one decade. I jumped around. I've got actually 70s, 80s, and 90s represented. What was your approach?
You know, I am all 80s this time around.
All 80s?
All 80s.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go from there. So, I'm all 80s. In fact, even my two backup songs are all 80s.
Wow, you're like 80s auto reverse all the way, man. It's like
that's what it is today. That's how I'm feeling. I even looked at some 70s stuff, and you know, there's some great 70s movies with some great soundtracks. I could not find anything in the 90s that really grabbed my attention, other than maybe the movie Singles has some good grunge, newer 90s rock stuff. So,
wow.
I'm not going to step on any toes. I don't want to say anything.
Oh, thank you for bringing Singles up. Now I feel like I neglected that movie. Crap.
Yeah, I was looking at I'm like Alice in Chains. I'm like, oh man, there's some great songs on here. But
wow.
That did not make my list. So.
I didn't even think of that movie when I was compiling my list. That's... Now, all right, forget it. We got to take 15 minutes. I got to rethink this.
We're going to stop. Start over. Okay. Let me go freshen up my sphere.
No. Do you need to, or... No, I don't. I'm not going to revisit my list. I think we have blog content that we have to do, so I can, you know, possibly revisit Singles in that one.
No, I've still got 4 or 5 shots left in my glass, so I'm good.
Okay, all right. So, you know what? We'll start with Rose's first pick. She threw out Ben from the movie Ben, and so this is the Michael Jackson song. It's a very slow song. I remember that. Mm-hmm. And just the before Michael became kind of weird, way before he became kind of weird, very young Michael. Way.
Yeah, he was, I mean, he might have been still with the Jackson 5 at this point.
Right. But I the movie and that song, I mean, I think they're sweet, but I don't have the same kind of affection to it as she does.
I gotta say, it's freaking creepy.
Freaking creepy.
It's a freaking creepy song and a strange movie. I haven't seen it in years, but I just know that, you know, it's about rats, and it's a rat. Ben is a rat.
Okay.
And it's this pet rat, and it's really weird that you would sing a song about a pet rat.
Maybe this was just a precursor to what Michael would become. I don't know. I don't want to get back onto that soapbox where I, you know, we were getting a little serious on our year wrap up podcast.
Oh boy, yeah, we did.
Yeah, so I don't think I want to go down that road tonight. So we'll leave that alone. My first pick is something that is going to just reek of being a young kid of the 1970s. This movie, when it came out, I loved every minute of it. But it actually opened up with the song.
Mm-hmm.
You had a banjo playing, and you would zoom in through a swamp, and you would see Mr. Kermit the Frog playing Rainbow Connection.
What was that, 79? 78? 79? Yep. Okay, yeah. I knew it was late 70s.
Yeah, so 1970.
Rainbow Connection.
Here's the funny part. I actually was at a there's a piano guy who plays locally here in the Chicagoland area, and normally we go to the Redhead Piano Bar to see him. Guy named Stu. He is friggin' just amazing. And there's this in the Lake Zurich area. There is a barbecue joint that just recently opened up, and he was playing like a Friday right before New Year's Eve. And so we got to go check him out and try barbecue, of course, you know, and then listen to him. And he's still amazing, but somebody actually requested this song, Rainbow Connection. And what was the funny part was he did an imitation of Kermit as he was playing his piano and singing. And it was just
really
friggin' funny as hell. And yeah, it was great. So that's the reason why it was like still fresh in my mind and why I feel happy to mention the song again.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good one.
Yep. You can almost hear it, can't you? The banjo?
I can totally hear it.
Yeah.
I can hear him singing.
Yep.
It was a great... I love the Muppet movie. It's a great movie. It's fun, you know, and I was only, what, if it was 79, I was 11 years old, so it still worked for me. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, I think the only other song that really did it for me in that movie was the Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. I can't remember the name of the song, but it's like the one they were doing when they were like trying to camouflage their Studebaker.
Yeah.
So, a lot of good, just so many great things from that movie. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I love all the cameos in the movie.
Yeah, yeah, there was a ton of them.
Like Steve Martin and, you know, there a bunch of others. So, good stuff.
So, yeah, I wanted to showcase the being a child of the 70s. So, what about you? What's your first pick?
Actually, I just realized that I do have one from the 70s.
Okay.
And it's from 1976. So I'm going to start with that one. It's not like my overall favorite, but I believe it starts out a little something like this. Ch, 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 ch.
Oh, I know the song.
Working at the car.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Perfect.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, yeah. Now, okay, listeners that have heard, you know, the previous shows, and they all know that I'm a metalhead by most means, but I am a sucker for disco and a sucker for that dance from the late 70s. It's just, I love that sound. I can't help it. So yeah, Car Wash. I haven't seen the movie in a long time, but you still hear the song on either the 70s station on the radio or even just pop, just randomly you'll hear it. Or it's probably been in actually a few movies over the years, you know, that took place in the 70s or whatever. So, yeah, Car Wash.
And the artist was Rose Royce. 1976 is when it was released.
Right. Right.
Rose Royce. Yeah, it's like I knew it as soon as you started. I was like, what is that song? And I was like, oh, I love that song. That is so disco, yeah. And that is total Can You Dig It?
Yes, totally. Now, I mean, is there any time when you, like, if you heard that song on, you know, driving around or whatever, that you wouldn't turn it up a couple of notches?
Yeah, I love this song. I would definitely turn that up.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't even know why it's not on, like, my one of the, you know, if you listen to Spotify, you can hit, like, you know, the little, like, check mark. And then it becomes kind of like one of your, in your radio settings, where you can go to liked songs and you can just play all your liked songs. And I can't recall ever, like, listening to this and then, like, going, oh, crap, give me my phone so I can like it. But if I, if next time it happens, I'm going to do that. So it's in there. Mm-hmm. That is a great song for that. I've got so much random crap in that liked category. I've got like 246 songs, and it goes all over the place.
Dude, I really gotta focus more on Spotify because I just don't use it as much as I use Pandora.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got a like family subscription thing to Spotify, so that's kind of like where we live on it. In fact, it's tough now because we've got to train our Google device to like always go to Spotify. Because she always wants to play Google Play, bitch. And it's like, no, I want it on Spotify. And then everything's all good. So we have the account linked, but for some reason, it's even though I told it it's the default, it doesn't default. So, but, you know, the really cool thing about that is you can play the podcast on your Google device.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, just try... play Bonsai Retro Club and it'll do it.
Really?
Yeah. It's simple as that. And it'll play the latest episode.
Really? No kidding. That's cool.
As soon as I discovered that, I was like, oh my God, that's awesome. So, I don't know if it's pulling it from Google Play or if it's pulling it from Spotify because we're registered on both. But, it's just, it automatically starts. And I'm like, that is just super awesome. All right, so all right, well, we have one more pick here from the 70s. If you don't, do you have another pick from the 70s?
No, I don't.
All right, so Rose had a pick. More Than a Woman from the movie Saturday Night Fever.
Great pick. Great soundtrack. The whole thing is awesome, and like I just said, I'm a sucker for disco, so... this falls right into that category. I believe they called it disco. So, but yeah, it was a great, great, great album. I actually have the LP, the actual physical vinyl album, that we used to have hanging in our basement before we moved. So very popular pick and very good, good pick. Now, Woman, More Than a Woman, wasn't exactly my favorite song on that soundtrack album, but still a great song by the Bee Gees.
Yeah, because it's definitely a slower pick, much like Ben.
Yeah. Now, I have to look that up, but the soundtrack, was that actually sung by the Bee Gees or was it sung by somebody else? I know it was written by the Bee Gees. But anyway, I don't know. That's not important. It's from, we all know it's from.
It is from the Bee Gees.
Fever. It is
Bee Gees. Yeah. Okay. Artist Bee Gees.
I'm trying to think of the other song.
From the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack? Is that what you're trying to get to?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a song that was done it was done by them also on a separate album, but somebody else sang it on the album. I can't remember what it is. Anyway, let's move on. Don't worry about it. I'm squirreling,
dude. I've got like the soundtrack for Saturday Night Fever up right here. We got Staying Alive by Bee Gees,
right?
How Deep Is Your Love, Night Fever, More Than a Woman,
Bee Gees, yeah, Bee Gees.
Oh my God, there's like so many songs on this thing. There's one, You Should Be Dancing by Barry Gibb. Robin Gibb.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Jive Talkin'. Yep, I'm not sure where you're going on that one.
Yeah, let's just keep going.
There's Cool in the Gang. There's Boogie Shoes, one of my favorite songs. KC and the Sunshine Band. Mm-hmm. As I've mentioned before, that I have a tendency of playing retro on during my son's hockey games. I love the beginning of this song, and that became part of the break in plays. So I play part of Boogie Shoes.
Yeah, I think you should probably play Car Wash somewhere in there too.
I might have to get a clip for Car Wash now. All right, so I think we're through the 70s. And I didn't think that, you know, we would go that way, like keep things incrementally during the decades, but it's kind of...
No, I think it just kind of, worked out.
It's kind of working that way, its way through that way. So my next pick, completely 80s. And what I like to do is when I'm going through my picks, I like to try to remember the scene that it was going on during the movie. Because to me, that they're kind of married together. So what I'm thinking of is if you're familiar with the movie Iron Eagle, Doug Masters, he's in the simulator. And as he starts to like get booted up and start fighting, you know, those virtual airplanes, you hear Queen's One Vision. Loved that moment, you know. And actually, I was just listening to it earlier today, and I had that thing jacked up so high for the volume. Loved this song. Can do no wrong in my eyes or ears.
Okay.
So, One Vision, Queen, did that do anything for you?
No. I don't. I remember seeing Iron Eagle once. No pun intended, it never took off.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you know, I'm not saying it's the greatest 80s movie in the world.
But
the song kicks ass.
So I don't remember the song, like, at all. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the song.
I think if you were to hear it, you would go, oh, that's it. But I mean, even though they do say One Vision throughout the song, but it just the beginning of it as it's a slow start to it. But as soon as that beat picks up, it sticks with you, man. It's an awesome song.
Well, that's cool.
Yep. All right. So Rose actually brought up Left of Center from the movie Pretty in Pink. So this was a Susanna Vega song, wasn't it?
Ooh, you got me there.
You're not familiar with this one?
If I heard it, I'm sure I'd know it. But
Left of
That's a little
Susanna Vega,
obscure
yeah.
for me.
Yep, I was right.
Susanna Vega.
Susanna Vega. I said Susanna. Sorry about that.
Oh, Susanna, won't you crack me? Yeah, that's not a soundtrack. I don't think.
No. Well, I don't know. Did they play that?
Maybe Mark Twain. I don't know.
I was going to say Butch Cassidy, Sundance Kid, but I'm almost sure that's not in there.
Well, yeah.
The one that I love from that movie is Raindrops Keep Dropping on or Falling on Your Head.
Oh, a little Sammy Davis Jr.?
Was it?
I think so.
Or am I confusing it? I'm probably confusing the song. Anyway, back to Rose.
I could totally be confusing the artist.
Yeah, so Susanna Vega, Left of Center, Pretty in Pink. I know the song. I wish I remembered what part of the movie it was in. I think Rose has a better memory of Pretty in Pink than both of us.
Probably.
Yes. Yeah, so.
I mean, I remember. I've watched the movie several times, but. Like, I never made mental notes other than when John Cryer did that lip sync thing in the record store. That's one of my favorite scenes of the movie. And but that other than that song.
Yeah, and that's not this song.
No, it's not. Right.
So I couldn't place it in the movie. I would have to revisit Pretty in Pink and kind of reassociate myself.
And I actually went back and looked at this soundtrack album to see if there was a song that really jumped out at me as like one of my favorites. And it's got a lot of great music on it, but nothing was one that I would pick. So
nothing on the Pretty in Pink. Oh, If You Leave.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Pretty in Pink by the Psychedelic Furs. I love the Psychedelic Furs.
Yeah.
But, you know, none of them, they just didn't make my top five or top seven.
Yeah, I think If You Leave definitely is a iconic 80s song.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's such a nostalgic song for so many people I know.
Yeah.
It's something that brings you right back to the heart and soul of what the new wave of the 80s was.
So it's kind of interesting that Rose went with Left of Center. It'd be interesting to get her thoughts on that.
She might be a little left of center, so I don't know. It's just how she's feeling today.
It could be just the day that she's having, a little left of center.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and pick on her second 80s pick just because we're on the list. Cry Little Sister from The Lost Boys.
Okay, so when this topic came up, this was the first song that popped into my head.
Oh.
Because I think it is one of the best songs from any soundtrack. I absolutely love this song. And she took it from my list, so I have to go to one of my backup songs.
This was on your list?
This was on my list.
Nice. Good job, Rose.
Yes. Very good pick.
Did a steal, and she wasn't even on the show.
Yes. Stole it from me, yes. And not even here. Thank you, Rose.
Yep.
But no, you have good taste.
Yeah, I I love this song. It's kind of got an ominous sound to it, mm-hmm. which is exactly what you want from a vampire movie.
Yes.
But it had a rock edge to it. It was great 80s horror.
It was spooky.
Yeah.
It has a spooky sound to it, and it was very fitting for the movie as far as the soundtrack goes. You know, I mean, it fits that movie so well. It's like Footloose. The song fits the movie Footloose. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's that. It was that powerful during that time. Oh, great. Ted is crying.
Aw, come on, Ted.
He misses me. He's very attached to me, and it's going to be tough to give him up, but he's not our dog. He's a foster.
And you're not going to be a foster fail, as you explained to me before.
Not on this one. Not on this one.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not ready. We just lost Bo, you know. A little over a month ago.
No, I get that.
And we just kind of need a break from having all these dogs, you know. I mean, Molly, and plus Molly, our 15-year-old dog, she's like hanging on by strings right now. She just she keeps bouncing back, you know. And I don't mean to sound cruel, but like you keep thinking, okay, wow, she's really down. It could be another couple weeks and she's going to, you know, fail and then liver failure or whatever, or she's got congestive heart failure, you know. So she's like, we're just going to kind of wait until that comes to pass. So
I get it.
Anyway, let's get off that subject.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Ted. Yeah. Cry Little Sister, 1987.
Great.
That was what?
Awesome.
Performed by McMahon. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, I lost the, I didn't write down the artist.
Yeah, I think Gerard McMahon.
Yes.
All right, yeah, great pick by Rose. Good choice. It was not on my list, so she didn't steal. And let's see. My next one is probably going to be a little bit obscure. But it is from the movie 16 Candles. And there's the scene where it's actually in the gymnasium. They're at the dance. And it's right at the end where Sam gets up the nerve to go talk to Jake Ryan. Mm-hmm. And then she loses her nerve. The song that starts up is called Ring Me Up by the Divinyls.
Oh, the Divinyls. Well, I haven't heard that band in a long time, dude.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but ever since I decided to commit this song to memory, or, you know, like, look it up and, like, appreciate it, I absolutely can't stop listening to it. It is one of those songs really? That's on my Spotify like list. And I will jack this thing up every time I hear it.
Ring Me Up.
Huh? Ring Me Up by the Divinyls. And
okay.
I don't know why I, like, in my latter day life have, you know, connected to it so much. But because back in the 80s, I don't remember it being such a big deal with me. But now it's like, I love this song so much, I've got to listen to it as much as I can. So right. If you're in my house and you hear our Google device, I occasionally will throw that one out there and say, hey, play Ring Me Up. So I'm a big fan. I don't know. I can't explain it, but I just love it. It is just a great connection to, you know, not only just a great movie, 16 Candles, but just a something about the 80s that, you know, kind of the alternative sound. I love it.
Yeah. All right. The Divinyls.
Ring Me Up.
Ring Me Up. I'm going to look that one up because, and I have to also look up Left of Center. After the show, of course.
Of course. So. All right, so the rest of my picks and Rose's last pick is actually 90s. Okay. So you mentioned that your picks were 80s.
Oh yeah.
So did you want to stick with the 80s for now and then we?
Oh yeah, I mean 90s? We could roll through. We could throw all of mine if you want.
Yeah.
I mean the ones that I yeah. Okay, so I'm going to do another. Intro to a song, and it's a fully instrumental song, kind of like another one that I have.
Yep,
love it. Another great, just a memory song, memory jogger. Hear it on the 80s station whenever I'm driving around with this, you know, if I'm in the right car. I don't have satellite in my car, I have it in my wife's. But we hear that and I have to listen to it. I love it. Great, great song, great movie. That whole soundtrack is really cool. So anyway, Axel F. Just fun.
Yeah. Harold Faltermeyer, 1984.
Yeah, what a name, huh?
Yeah.
Like in show business, you know, you want names to like roll off your tongue. Yeah, Harold Faltermeyer does not roll off the tongue.
Yeah, he was like, screw that.
Yeah.
But you know, to have...
I'm Johnny Bravo.
That rolls off the tongue.
Excuse me.
How you doing, groovy chick?
Yeah. Hey there, groovy chick.
Yeah. But Axel F, I mean, is forever like connected to Axel Foley, you know, Beverly Hills Cop. You think this song, and I know, you know, there was a thing with like Crazy Frog, you know, that was kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I remember that. And that kind of like messes with the memory, but you know, thinking back to the 80s and just remembering the greatness that was Eddie Murphy in Beverly Hills Cop, you know, this song just brings me back to that movie.
Yeah, it's funny how many times they actually play it in the movie. Like, they'll play little bits and pieces of it throughout the movie, not just one long, you know, not just one long song, but you'll hear the whole song release on the radio on the 80s channel.
Right. So,
it's cool. It's very cool. It was a great song. Just great memory. I think this is about Memory Jogger. You know, I mean, that's what our whole show is about, right?
Yeah.
It's a retro club. It's all about having that nostalgic feeling that you get when you go back and you listen or you look and you watch a movie from that time and you're like, man, that was such an awesome time. So Beverly Hills Cop was a classic 80s movie. And the soundtrack that went along with it was great. And Axel F., the song by Harold Faltermeyer, was just great. Awesome.
I'm just curious if this is going to be the only song that we have on the list that doesn't have lyrics. I don't know what you have, you know, up your sleeve, you know, but I know based on the list I'm looking at from Rose and myself, that's, yeah, every one of them have lyrics.
Now the, okay, do you want me to go into my next 80s pick then?
Oh, do you have another one that doesn't have lyrics?
It has lyrics.
Okay, all right, well then, but then you go.
Like very,
Axel F. wins.
They're very limited.
Okay.
So it's almost like there aren't lyrics. They're so limited.
Almost doesn't, I'm so curious now.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
And you will know it, and I'm going to do the same thing I did for the last two songs.
Okay.
I'm going to, you know, imitate the intro or part of the song. It's not the intro. Ready?
Yep.
Chica chica. Oh yeah. Like that's it. That's the lyric.
Yeah. Yeah, Ferris Bueller. Definitely.
Yes, Ferris Bueller. Mhm. So another song that I hear on the only, you'll only hear that on the 80s channel on satellite radio, or if you have it on your iPod or whatever streaming, like Spotify, if you choose that as one of your favorites, that's the only way you'll hear it. But regular radio, just want to hear that anymore. But it's great, man. It's all about the movie and how it tied together with the movie and how fun it was with Ferris Bueller, because Ferris Bueller it ranks right up there with Beverly Hills Cop as far as classic 80s movies. Now, I know that we're spanning three decades. For some reason, I really got stuck in the 80s when these songs started coming into my head, probably because it's the most prevalent time for movies for me, like soundtracks, so like I can remember the most of them. So anyway, chica-chica. By Yellow. Oh yeah.
So name the other 80s movie it was in.
What?
What, you don't know?
I'm starting to have a very vague memory that it was in another movie, but I do not know what it was, what other movie it was in.
Okay, think Michael J. Fox. Da, na, 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 na. It's like the Jeopardy theme. Come on. Dun, da, dun, 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 dun.
No, it was not Back to the Future.
No.
It might have been, was it Teen Wolf?
No.
Hmm.
Secret of My Success.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was and I remember the scene that it was in. He was taking his aunt back to her mansion in the limo.
Okay.
And he makes some sort of comment about how, you know, she's a beautiful woman, and, you know, because she's complaining to her friend on the phone about her husband ignoring her, and so he like makes a compliment to her, and then all of a sudden, you know, she's seducing him, and then go to find out later that, you know, she's his aunt.
Yes, but she is his aunt by marriage.
Yes.
It's actually
he's
actually blood related to his uncle.
Right.
So,
but then, you know, the seduction part kind of starts in the limousine. And then that's when the song starts, you know. Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I'm refilling my sphere.
Oh, yep. Got refill. And that's actually fine because it gives me a moment here to reach my daughter. She's texting me. Well, something to edit out, folks.
Yeah, maybe.
Why? You don't think we should share our interruptions? You spearing and me texting my daughter?
I don't mind. This is life. This is us. This is who we are. I'm drinking and you're dealing with your daughter.
Yeah, she's at Dairy Queen, then dropping off Alyssa, then coming home because the roads are a bit bad. So she's a 16-year-old driver, so she's still kind of getting acclimated. And so she's driving my car. I hope she's doing and being safe. So,
well, at least you know, hopefully she's not out there sphering.
Yeah. And it's one of those things that we joke about, the wife and I, where we jokingly say, like, you know, are your friends on the weed? And
are they on the pot?
Are they in the pot? We do this thing. And it's just hilarious because now being a 16-year-old, you know, she plays along and she's as sarcastic as we are.
Awesome.
Love her to death. And I just, it's so funny. She is so funny.
Ted found a toy.
Ted?
He's in here with me now.
Oh, okay. So where were we? You were sphering, okay. I was texting. And
back on, yes.
We're going
so
back
we just went
this.
Through, we just went through Oh Yeah.
Oh Yeah.
By Yellow, and you were talking about The Secret of My Success.
Right.
How it was another movie that it was on, other than Ferris Bueller.
But Ferris Bueller, that was at the end, wasn't
that
it?
That was where, it was actually dropped in a couple of times, I think, throughout the movie. It was when, like, they did it when he first talked Cameron into taking his dad's Ferrari.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep.
He's rubbing his finger along, he's walking along the side.
Right. It's his fault for leaving the garage door unlocked.
For leaving the garage door unlocked. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what we're going to do, folks. We're just going to quote 80s movie. Yeah. So. All right. So what else you got?
So how many is that? Is that three for me?
Oh, my God. Four. I lost count. It was your job to keep count, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go off.
We're both
sphering.
This is a problem. Houston, we have a problem.
Okay. There's one song that I put on my list that is completely, like, it's too obvious. And I'm not even going to, I don't even want to go into, like, a discussion on it. And that was Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me from Breakfast Club. But I don't even want to go into that. The song that I want to actually talk about.
That is very on the nose.
Yes. Yeah. It's too obvious.
Yeah.
It's overdone.
I love the movie.
I'll go watch
man.
It over.
Hold on, man. Let's not jump off that. Okay. Is it, I mean, if it's one of your top five, then it's your top five.
Yeah, you know. It's one, just like the other two the other two from the 80s that I mentioned, it brings you right back to the movie.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, it was important. But the one I really want to talk about is like more obscure, and you might actually be surprised. I think you will be surprised by this.
Don't pick anything from Forbidden Zone. All right, go ahead.
No. No, it's not Oingo Boingo. It's nothing by Danny Elfman or Oingo Boingo.
Ooh, Weird Science, though, would be a good pick.
It crossed my mind.
Yeah.
But this is actually kind of a tense movie, and the movie was called At Close Range.
Ooh.
With Sean Penn. And the song that I just think is, I think it's so beautifully done. It's by Madonna, and it's called Live to Tell.
Oh, and great song.
I don't know why that song strikes me so. It's just, it's beautiful and it's strong, it's haunting and just, it's just very interesting. And it just has a great sound, and I think Madonna was at her best vocally on that song. I just thought she was great on it. So, and you know, I'm not a huge Madonna fan. I could take her or leave her. I know she's a huge influence. I think she's a marketing genius back in the day. But most of her stuff, you know, Holiday and, you know, Lucky Star and Like a Virgin, all that stuff, that's great. Material Girl, you know, it's great. She was pop, you know. But there was something about this song that always, it always caught my attention. Every time I hear it on the radio, I'm just like, I just think it's beautiful.
Now, I think it's a great song, and I never knew it was in a movie. So what movie are you talking about?
At Close Range with Sean Penn. This was when she was married to Sean Penn.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I don't know.
It's a great song, though. As soon as you mentioned it, I was like, I love that song. But I didn't know it was associated with the movie. That's great.
I wonder if it's actually on the soundtrack, because they use all, like, the video, the music video, is all clips from that movie. You're looking it up.
All right, of course I am. At Close Range, we'll do soundtrack. Let's do that. Like how Google like tries to correct everything.
Yeah.
Let's see. Give me to an IMDb page. Let's see. Got "Live to Tell" by Madonna. Yeah, first song.
Yep, there it is. It's really a fabulous song. I love it. Oh, that's a great soundtrack, actually. Look at a couple great songs. Boogie Oogie Oogie by Taste of Honey. Miss You by the Stones.
I've never seen this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's an intense movie.
Okay, Sean Penn, Christopher Walken, Mary Stuart Masterson. Why have I not seen this movie?
Yeah, I love bringing it. I love bringing it to the table and bringing something obscure like that.
1978, Pennsylvania, an absentee father is reacquainted with his estranged teenage son who become intrigued with his romanticized life of crime. So I guess what? Christopher Walken is the bad guy?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
But wait a minute. No, it's his dad.
Yeah, Brad Sr.
Walken's his dad.
And Sean Penn is Brad Jr.
Huh.
All right. Well, cool. That gives me something to look up.
Yeah. It's a mystery. Not a mystery, like a thriller. Like kind of, you know. Yeah, I thought it was a good movie, but that song has always just been one of those songs that I just always love to hear. And the fact that it's by Madonna is just, you know.
I do like this one by Madonna.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It's a very beautiful song. And she has a lot of great songs in the 80s, but yeah, this one really, it does stand out. It's kind of different than the rest of the poppy stuff.
Yep. Oh yeah, I forgot Mary Stuart Masterson was in this too. I haven't seen this in a long time, but the song has always been something that I recall.
Yeah, and I know that we've had discussions about Mary Stuart Masterson in relation to Leah Thompson, you know, Watts versus Amanda Jones. And I'm always team Amanda Jones, but I have to convince people.
Team Watts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. Discussion for another day.
Yes. So do you want my very last pick?
Is it 80s?
It is.
Let's go.
That's why I want to do it. And it's from the animated movie Heavy Metal.
Okay.
And it's actually, there are two title tracks on the movie or on the soundtrack called Heavy Metal. One is by Sammy Hagar, which is a great song, but the one that I like is called Heavy Metal. And then the parentheses says Taking a Ride. by Don Felder, who later became one of the Eagles members. And it's just it's just a rocking good song. You know, it's not real fast paced, and if anybody knows this soundtrack for heavy metal, it's not as heavy as most people expect it to be, like heavy metal that you hear, like, you know, really, really crunchy.
Crunchy. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah. I was just laughing to myself the other day. I posted it in the group, the group that Kaivo got us into, Kristen. I was at the grocery store, and I went down the peanut butter aisle, and I'm like, oh man, crunchy or creamy. And so I had to take a picture and I posted it down there. Like, yeah, crunchy and creamy. So anyway,
I can't believe that her and I had a whole discussion on whether songs were crunchy or creamy. It was hilarious.
That was awesome. I loved that podcast. You guys rocked it, man. It was so entertaining. And I'm like, I cannot believe they have taken my crunchy. All I did was use the word crunchy one time to describe a little riff that Joan Jett had in one of her songs, and it turned into a full show being rated of 25 top shows, songs of the 90s that were crunchy or creamy. It's awesome.
And I was laughing. It was us trying to define what should be something crunchy or should it be creamy.
Right. And there were a couple songs in there that kind of threw you for a curve, which was fun too. I really liked, I think that was part of some of the funnier moments were like, wow, it could go either way.
Right.
Depends on who you are and what kind of mood you're in, you know?
And that's exactly it. That's what we determined, was that rating scale, you know, is going to be probably a lot of it determined by your kind of mood and who you are, the kind of person you are.
Yep.
And the interpretation, because I think your original version of what crunchy was a really heavy guitar sound. But then my take on it was something that just gets you moving. And it was like, well, that's probably not what you had envisioned. But, you know, it was fun for the conversation. It was, it was great.
Yeah. So anyway,
So heavy metal, did you say Sammy Hagar? Was that it?
No, the Sammy Hagar was a great song, great heavy metal song. I love it. It talks about, you know, it really talks about the heavy metal scene. But the song Heavy Metal by Don Felder has just got a really cool groove to it. It's just, you know.
Okay, so Taking a Ride on Heavy Metal. Okay.
Yes. It's really cool.
I don't remember this at all.
But that whole soundtrack is like one of my top albums of all time. I love all the songs in there. There's Devo, there's Blue Oyster Cult, there's Black Sabbath, there's
Journey, Cheap Trick.
Journey is on there, yes. Journey, Open Arms, which is on another soundtrack, by the way, which was The Last American Virgin. If you didn't know that.
Oh, but, did not remember that.
So anyway, just a great soundtrack. I love that soundtrack. I can listen to it over and over and over again.
So Taking a Ride, what sequence was that in the movie?
It's in the opening scene.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the opening, it's like towards the beginning of the movie. Very early in the movie.
Yeah, you know, it's like when I think of that movie, I always think of, like, you know, those guys doing all that blow and having sex with, was it a robot? Or, and then the, I don't even know what you call her, but the warrior who, like, you know, swims across naked and then gets dressed. You know, so I remember those things.
They were all very well endowed.
Yes.
All the girls were very top heavy, which, you know, for like a 13-year-old boy.
Rose isn't on here, so we can say boobs.
Yes, Rose isn't on here.
We
yes,
can say boobs. Boobs.
Boobies.
Why does that make me laugh? I don't know.
I don't know either. We're 12-year-olds stuck in a 40-something, 50-something-year-old body.
Yeah, I don't get that. Boobies.
Boobies.
Boobies. Hashtag boobies. All right, so heavy metal, that was... I've got nothing to add on that. I wish I remembered that song, but I don't.
Oh, you should look it up. It's really a cool tune. Like, it's... I don't know if you ever went back and listened to any of the Metallica that I suggested.
I'm bad with homework.
You really are.
I am.
You're grounded. I suck. You know what?
I really do.
I think you need detention. Maybe a Saturday detention.
Yeah, but which one? Who would I be? Well, I'm definitely a geek. That's
yeah. You'd be Michael Anthony.
I totally would.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the Neo Nancy Zoom dweeby is what I am.
You're not Bender, and I don't think you were the jock.
Oh, no way. No.
Yeah, no?
Mm-mm. Yep.
So that's it. There's only three guys, so.
Yeah, I was captain of the chess team, so that should tell you.
Nice.
Yes. My geek cred.
You were captain of the chess team.
That's that
beautiful.
All the geeks don't got worry, together. Son. All the geeks got together and said, "You know what? You're our guy."
What do you think about the boat this weekend? Oh, Dad, I've got homework. Don't worry, son. You can do it on the boat.
You know, go ahead and make fun, but I'm the guy writing the article at the end.
That's true.
I'm the one writing the blog entry. Yes. All right. So,
I believe you even patted yourself on the back.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, look. Here I go. Very proud of myself. Okay. A little hit on the shoulder. Good job, Dave.
Yes. Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
He punched himself in the shoulder a little bit. Just a little. There you go, buddy. So I'm done with my picks. I definitely could have a few others, but I'm done with mine. I've picked, I think, five plus the one that Rose stole from me, which was Cry Little Sister. So,
that's it. Yeah. I guess we didn't go through our fifth pick and our fourth pick and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
All right. So what we have left is Rose's 90 pick and my two 90s picks.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with Rose.
Mm-hmm.
She said Men in Black from the movie Men in Black. So she
I cannot hear this song.
Will
I can't hear it in my head.
Will Smith.
Yeah, I know he did it, but I can't replay it in my head. Like, I can't hear it. Not like I can hear it. Car Wash or Axel F or any of that, or Cry Little Sister for that matter. But so I'm gonna have to. That's more homework for me.
Yeah, actually, I googled it, and I mean, Here Comes the Men in Black. It's the MIBs. Here Comes the MIBs. Here Comes the Men in Black. Men in Black. They Won't Let You Remember. It doesn't sound right when I'm, just saying the words. You've got to hear him kind of rap it.
I believe you have a... you could go far in the rap world, Dave.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Not.
Men in Black, MIB, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, go ahead and call me Snoop Dogg. I'm all ready for you, man.
Yeah.
I can represent...
Rep.
But it's an interesting pick for her. I like the movie.
It's a fun movie.
It is a very fun movie. I think it's a fun take on the whole, are aliens out there kind of a thing. And you have the fun aspect of this group that is, their sole job is just kind of hide us from knowing that, these things exist. But I love the idea that it's a lot like, us going to the DMV or going to, you know, getting through customs at an airport. Right. You know, and that's what it made it look like. And it was just kind of, was really a fun movie. So it's an interesting pick for her.
Yeah. I didn't see that one coming. Like, I would not have guessed that somebody was going to pick that. Anybody. Any of us.
Yeah, so it definitely would have been fun to have her on to be able to give a little more info as to why that was a pick.
Yeah, I mean, even though I did see it, like, in our last conversation, we talked about the 90s albums. It came up in 87. For a top movie or a top album, like it held number one for like 3 weeks or something. Although we said that 97 was kind of goofy because there was nobody that really dominated the year like Fleetwood Mac did in the 70s. So that's the only reason that this one jumped out at me when she said it, Men in Black. I'm like, wow, we just kind of talked and we just looked that up recently and I saw that.
Well, I think you're the one that did the research for that one.
I did.
Yeah, I was. As soon as you said No Doubt, I was like, okay, I can talk to that.
Yeah. So, anyway.
All right.
I'm going to have to revisit this one.
Okay.
So.
But yeah, I remember it, but I mean, I'm in no way, shape, or form be able to sing it like Will Smith does. So it's better for everybody that's listening to just go out there and listen to Will Smith do it versus me doing it. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not that guy. So we have my last two picks.
Okay.
So we're in the 90s now, still in the 90s. This was a movie that, I just absolutely loved. It's called Empire Records. And the song is Till I Hear It From You by the Gin Blossoms.
Mm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So this
Till I Hear It From You.
Yeah, see?
Great song, man.
Yeah, and so this was the end sequence. They're at the end after they've gotten the money to get the record store and keep it running, and it's not going to be franchised, and they're all kind of dancing together.
Is that the one with Liv Tyler?
That's the one with Liv Tyler, yeah.
Oh, she's so hot in that.
She is, and,
she's gorgeous. I liked her in,
all the Aerosmith videos?
Lord of the Rings series, too.
Oh, yeah, she was good in that, too.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, I always remember her and Alicia in the Aerosmith videos.
Mm-hmm.
Is that crazy, or is that just Alicia and crazy?
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'd have to go back and look at those.
But, so the Till I Hear It From You, that was the last sequence, is where they're all kind of dancing on the roof above the record store. I wanted to go Sugar High with this pick, because it's another song on that same soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, Till I Hear It From You just sounded in my head. I loved it more. And Sugar High is another one where they're kind of doing a performance to raise money so they buy the record store.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So so you remember that one then, Till I Hear It From You.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I know that song. I only saw the movie once, so it's hard for me to, for it to bring me back to, as far as nostalgia wise.
Okay.
I remember it from the 90s because I knew it was on the radio and the station that I listened to, which was, a station up by you, 95 Wheel Rock. I think they played it back then.
Okay.
So. Or on, one of the other local stations, not KLOS, that's California. Oh, man, I cannot remember the name of the station. Oh, The Loop.
The Loop.
I'm sure it was on The Loop.
Okay.
Yeah, it was on The Loop. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest radio stations of all time, by the way.
Oh, wow. What a shout out.
WLUP. Yes.
Nice.
I loved it, you know, and it's terrestrial radio is kind of going by the wayside now. It's not nearly as popular as it used to be because of streaming and all the other things that we have access to as far as our digital media. Music, you know.
Yeah, so, I almost never listen to radio now.
Yeah. I only do in my truck when I'm going to work because I don't have any other options other than a CD.
Yeah.
And I don't carry a lot of CDs with me. I need to get an upgraded radio that I can plug in.
I got you.
You know, with the auxiliary jack. Or Bluetooth or something.
Or something.
Something. So I can listen to Bonsai Retro Club
podcast.
On,
yes. Exactly. But yes. Jim Blossoms, for me, you know, it was kind of it's something that we talked about before where I mentioned that I like Toad the West Sprocket, and they were kind of like a continuation of that sound.
It fit right in with that same genre.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So,
for sure.
Just love the sound of those guys. And mm-hmm. The movie, I love the movie. I love Empire Records. I don't think I've ever seen it, but if I'm scrolling along looking for movies and I see it on, I'm going to stop. I'm going to watch.
Really?
Yeah. I like it. It's a fun movie.
Well, I might watch it just for Liv Tyler, but,
yeah, she's very, likable. Did I say that out loud? I didn't mean to.
Nice.
All right. All right. So my final pick, staying in the 1990s, a little movie called Can't Hardly Wait. And this one had, someone else that was very likable, Jennifer Love Hewitt. And this is an obscure pick. From that soundtrack, there was a song called Umbrella. And the band was Dog's Eye View. A very subdued song, but the kind of the sequence that it was kind of in was when the main character, and I forgot the kid's name, had kind of assumed that he wasn't going to have the hero's moment that he was expecting. Because he had written a letter to Jennifer Love Hewitt's character, and he wasn't able to profess his love to her as he expected to at the party. And he had, he was driving to, saying goodbye to his friends and then going to this workshop or whatever it was that he was doing at the end of the movie. And this was a song that was playing. It was just a very kind of subdued, fun song. That kind of encapsulated, the hero's journey that didn't go to plan. And to me, that is always kind of hooked together. So I loved this song for that reason. And you probably never heard of it.
I have no idea what song you're talking about.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
So what is it? What's the name of it again?
It's called Umbrella. Dogs.
Umbrella, and who's it by?
Dog's Eye View. And I don't know if that's like
EYE.
Yeah, Dog's Eye View.
From a Dog's Eye View.
Yeah.
Hi, Ted.
Ted.
What do you think of that name, Ted? For a dog. It's kind of funny, isn't it?
It is.
He knows his name, so.
He kind of perks up when you say Ted.
Oh, yeah.
Come here, Ted.
I can.
Come here, boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ted.
Yeah.
All right.
It works. Okay. And I really couldn't come up with it. And this is part of my way of, like, trying to not make him mine, you know? I'm not giving him a name that I'm choosing. That was part of his racing name.
That was part of his racing name.
Yeah, his racing name was it's a weird name. It's Tail Teen Ted. Tail Teen was one word. T-A-I-L-T-E-A-N. Tail Teen Ted. I don't know what it means. I have no idea where it came from. You know, when they pick these names, they have a system of naming all the dogs in the litter similar to they all have, it's kind of like horses, you know, they have, when they have sires and mares or studs and bitches, you know, they take parts of their names and put them together and come up with a new string of names for the whole litter. Well, Tail Teen, I think, is part of the litter name, and then Ted was just the add-on name.
So it's interesting. So every dog would be Tail Team, but then that each dog would have a different surname.
Like one of the our dog Bella, her part of her name was YOLO, YOLO. You know, you only live once.
Okay.
You know the term YOLO.
Yeah.
You ever hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. So part of her name was YOLO, and then the rest of her name was Mama Tanya. YOLO, Mama Tanya. Now, there's no way we were going to keep that name as her pet name. So we came up with Bella, which is like one of the most used dog names right now, currently, whatever.
Is it?
But YOLO, yeah, it really is. It's like the number one female dog name right now.
Wow. I would never have guessed.
Yeah. Or at least it was last year when we adopted her. And so YOLO, there was YOLO Mama Tanya, there was YOLO something else, there was YOLO something else, and they were all from the same litter of 8 or 9 dogs. So they all had that YOLO as like their prefix. So we're a little off topic.
We are just slightly. But yeah, I mentioned dog's eye view, and I think that
dog made me.
Yeah,
and he's laying here in the office with me now. So.
Hi, Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Ted. He's Ted Theodore Logan.
Yes, that's my favorite one.
Yes,
Chrissy's been calling him Teddy O'Neill for some reason, like giving him an Irish name, which is fun, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, but I like Ted Theodore Logan.
William S. Preston, Esquire. And together we are
Wild Stallions.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, all right.
All right. So if you are us and we are you, what number am I thinking of right now?
69. Excellent. which will bring us to your wrap up too.
Well, it totally will.
Yes.
Are we there?
I think we're close. I mean,
well, I think we need to do another shout out to the participants for our collaboration.
Yes, let's do that.
Yeah. So, this, like we said at the beginning of this whole thing, is a collaboration with other podcaster bloggers that love to talk retro stuff. So those people again are Killer Kitsch, Old School Evil, Real Ouija Midget Reviews, Rediscover the 80s, Retro Ramblings, Return to the 80s, and Stuck in the 80s. So some of us, or all of us, will be doing a topic where we're talking about our top 5 songs from soundtracks that are retro, so that's pre-year 2000. And so if we're writing blogs, we're going to be linking them together. So we encourage you to start that journey with BonsaiRetroClub.com. Look at the blog section. We'll have an article out there. There'll be linked to those that are participating from that list and go through and take a look at, you know, what everybody is, you know, writing about and or podcasting about in this case. And, you know, let us know what you think. You know, is there something that you think should have been on the list? Or if you think that, our choices are just kind of whacked, we'd love to hear it. You know, give us some comments. That's why we have those articles out there, and that's why we, do these things. All right. So that's the collaboration part. So what am I forgetting, Scott?
Well, you could mention our website.
A website.
Or, BonsaiRetroClub.com. And you could also mention that it would be very, very awesome if people would go and leave feedback and ratings on either iTunes or Stitcher or whatever. Just rate our show. Actually, iTunes is the most important one. So rate our show for us. And, you know, if you love us, give us 5 stars. If you don't love us, let us know why, for one. And what else? We got anything else on that? Like,
yeah, you know, leaving a review. Yeah, just going out there and putting some sort of commentary and, you know, hopefully 5 stars. Subscribe. That's another good thing. You know, if you subscribe to the podcast, that'd be really awesome. Right. But, you know, just going out there and giving some sort of comment. Let us know how we're doing. Hopefully you like what you're listening to. That all helps when people are doing searches for new podcasts. Those with more reviews show up first. That's just the nature of the beast of the way iTunes works. So we need your help to get more reviews.
Yes. And we also have Patreon.
We have Patreon.
Yes. So you can go to the link through our website at BonsaiRetroClub.com. And if you want to support our show, you can even just support us by helping us with $1 a month. Any little bit helps just to help us support the cost of the website and the cost of the cloud of keeping our shows out there and producing our show. So that, you know, any little amount helps, and we love to have any kind of support from you guys. So, that's the Patreon.
Yeah, that's Patreon. We, just giving a little something that helps with either website hosting or, the podcast fees. I wish it was all free, but it's not.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not.
Yeah, and there's actually sites out there that you could put like podcasts out for free, but they don't have the same kind of services like we currently get hosted on, which is Podbean. And Podbean is just super awesome. I love those guys. Every time I go to the website, it's so intuitive. And just a great hosting site. So I guess my little plug for Podbean. Those guys do it right.
Cool.
Actually, I wanted to do another shout out.
Okay.
There was this group that we're getting involved in on Twitter. These guys, Pancake for the Table, which on their Twitter handle is @PancakeForTable. I've had great interaction with Shai, who is one of the hosts from this podcast that they do outside of that. And it's called, what, Friday Night Movies? Am I getting the name right? Because they actually gave us a shout out on their last episode.
Really?
Yeah, it was really, really awesome. And Friday Night Movie is their Twitter handle.
Okay, hold on. I gotta look these guys up and I gotta listen to the show.
Yeah, so it's FridayNightMoviePod.com. And it's @FRI Night movie. And the conversation, you and I, we actually started discussing this via our Facebook Messenger like we do, talking about Breaking. That's where it started.
Oh, yeah, 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 Breaking. That's okay, where, that's who started that.
That's what all started right. this.
Yeah, that could be an interesting show.
And their show is that they, you know, it's him and his two sisters, and they watch a movie, and then they get online, and they talk about the movie. And then they kind of rate it, and they have fun with it. But then they talk about a bunch of other random stuff. You know, and so the recent edition, they were talking about, like his first experience with In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, really? I love In-N-Out Burger.
And, you know, so, and they gave us just a tremendous shout out because we had some great interactions with them. And so I think we're going to have some sort of thing where we go in the future where we have like a collaboration kind of between the two podcasts. I think the Breaking thing is going to be kind of the start of that. But we've okay. we've started this conversation on Twitter where we're actually talking to each other about poop.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Oh my god! I love poop humor. Love poop humor.
Everybody poops.
So yeah, that's kind of where that's at. But I wanted to give those guys a shout out because not only did they give us a shout out, but the animation that we have out there for Creamy versus Crunchy, and they put a background music of Breaking. Yeah. Shay. I'm going to get that right. He's the one that did that animation for us, and it's just awesome.
So tell me again, is this Friday Night Movie Pod or Pancake for the Table?
Well, Pancake for the Table is the Twitter handle. But if you're looking for the podcast, it's Friday Night Movie Pod.
Okay.
Did you find it?
Because I see two different Twitter handles. One is Pancake for Table.
Right.
And one is the Friday Night Movie.
Right.
At Friday Night Movie.
And the one that I'm always interacting with on Twitter is Pancake for Table.
Okay. All right. Let me, I got to look this up now. I'm going to. On iTunes, I gotta go to my iPods.
But you won't find them. You won't find them under Pancake for Table, though. You have to find them under Friday Night Movie.
All right, I'm good. I'm gonna download some of their episodes and see what they have to say.
Cool. All right. So as I usually say at the end of these things, I want everybody to be excellent to each other. So I know that's we talked a little bit about. Bill S. Preston and Ted Theodore Logan, but this is me echoing that same mentality. Just be excellent to each other. Be nice. Be cool. Yes. This world is getting wacky, and there's a lot of, I don't know, just meanness.
There's a lot of fucked up shit going on out there, man.
Yeah, that's
sorry.
No, that's the... Very direct way of saying it. I was trying to be nice.
I don't mean to be blunt, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, and I think if we just live by the rule of just being cool with each other, then, I don't know, the world would be better. So please just do that. That's really all I got to say about that. All of a sudden, I sound like Forrest Gump. And that's all I got to say about that.
That's all I have to say about that.
So have a good whatever. Bye.
Later, everybody.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 All right.
Okay. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, we were all over the board, man.
Oh, yeah. Who cares?
I think it's awesome.
I love it. It's a lot of fun to just to ramble on.
Yeah, we, just between...
Ramble on like Led Zeppelin.
Like 70s, 80s, and 90s. I mean, there's so many things that you could have fun with.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I was really... I'm glad that I got the reaction out of you that I did with the Madonna song.
Oh, really? You didn't expect me to know that one?
No, I'm not that I didn't expect you to know it. I just, I was expecting either you or you and Rose to be like, wow, you like a Madonna song. Because, you know, I have the reputation of being the metalhead
right.
and all that stuff.
Right.
But, yeah, I knew it was, it's just a really cool song. I don't know. That might have been one of my, that might even go into my top three for all-time favorite soundtrack songs, really. It's beautiful, I think. So, anyway.
I'm trying to... I know that was Live to Tell, but what was the name of the other... There's like one song that I love by her. Oh, Don't Tell Me. And I don't think it's associated with any soundtrack. And it was released in 2000. But that's my favorite Madonna song.
Okay, what other song did she have in an 80s movie? Other than Who's That Girl?
The one from Vision Quest.
Matthew Modine, which would be Get Into the Groove, Boy, right?
Oh, you're talking about...
was that the song from Vision Quest?
No, you're thinking of Desperately Seeking Susan.
Was it that one?
Get Into the Groove was Desperately Seeking Susan.
She had a bunch of movies that she actually had songs in. So, anyway, these are leftover nuggets that you're going to be able to add to a show some other time.
Crazy for You is Vision Quest. That's it.
Crazy for You. That was Vision Quest. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yup. All right. Hey, look, it's after 10 o'clock here. On the East Coast, and I'm gonna.
That sounds like your problem, not mine.
Well, it's after 9 o'clock for you, so, you know.
Well, I you're right. It's getting late.
Yeah, you gotta get up to work tomorrow, too, right?
I do have to work tomorrow.
However,
yes.
I don't have to start work till like 11 tomorrow just because of scheduling, but which is good.
Be that way.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Oh, shut up.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right.
Good night.
Have a good night. Bye.
Bye, Ted.